Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What were you taught that you couldn't have? What was the family message of the secret that you had to hide? How did you need to cover up? Because everything you do that has an emotional content or experience to it will then have to have a meaning that goes along with it. And that meaning will then trickle down into what you believe, what you value, and what you seek out. You felt like there was something in life that you couldn't have access to because of you, not because of the environment that you were in or the people in authority around you. It was because of you. So you then developed an inadequacy. And then you formed a belief around that inadequacy. And you now trade your life for that belief. If you want to control someone, just control their beliefs. And so the painful experience that you went through, whether it was just one or it was again and again, it's gone. But you continue to seek it out because that's how your powerful mind is programmed. It continues to look for the same story and the cast of characters to fill in. Yeah, we've all seen women who have changed relationships, but yet they still wind up with the same problem partner. How is that? It's because the subconscious mind says this is our story that we have to continue to re-experience. So, what do we have to do then? We have to not address the belief because it actually takes 91 days of consistent action before a belief can be upgraded, and you'll never get rid of it. But there is a progress side to it. So, what do we need to do instead? Instead, we need to look at what you were taught to value because of that bad belief that was used to cover up your inadequacy because someone wanted to be able to control you through that belief. So we look at what you value, and then we say, how can we upgrade those values? Because every conflict, whether it's between countries, states, organizations, in business, between people, or within yourself, every conflict is a conflict in values. So there's one part of you that wants to be able to move forward, and then there's another part of you that says, no, we're inadequate, we've got this belief that we've created that takes our focus, it determines our feelings, and then our actions just have to go along with all of that. This is the reason why most people have a challenge just trying to change their actions, because they're not using the pyramid of power, which is all about your identity, but we'll cover that tomorrow. Okay, so we have to look at what you value. And it has to be congruent with what you want to experience, where you want to go. You're running on values that were given to you whenever you were younger, not the values that you've chosen since you've been an adult. And so the values that you're running on aren't even in harmony with where you want to go. All right, so we're not addressing the beliefs. Beliefs will come around after you've taken consistent action. What we want to look at is what you value. Does it match up with where you're going? Is it the other side, the progress side of the pain you've experienced in the past? And then we look at, If you're going to trade your life for something, if you're going to spend it or invest it, spending, you don't get anything back. Investment, yes, you do. So you want to get a return for your life based on what you value. It is supposed to fill you up. So start looking at what it is that you value. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.